With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson notches a record-breaking $27 million fundraising haul for the third quarter of 2024. Bernie Bennett reports.
The sum, which the Speaker's office characterized as record-breaking, includes over $8 million for individual candidates and members alongside over $19.4 million for Johnson's fundraising committees, according to Punchbowl News. Johnson has handed over $26 million to the National Republican Congressional Committee since he became Speaker. Republican leaders have been working overtime to boost fundraising heading into the 2024 presidential election amid concerns over Democrats' massive campaign war chest. Democrats spent more on political advertisements in August than Republicans did in almost every major competitive Senate race. Democrats outraised Republicans in several swing states, including Minnesota, Arizona, and Wisconsin in July. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Also at SRNews.com, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says the higher the tariff, the more likely more foreign businesses will set up shop in the U.S.
If you want the companies to come in, the tariff has to be a lot higher than 10%, because 10% is not enough. Guys, they're not going to do it for 10. But you make a 50% tariff, they're going to come in.
During an interview at Bloomberg News and the Economic Club of Chicago, Mr. Trump also revealed plans for a tariff of up to 60% on all Chinese imports in a bid to encourage American manufacturing. The Biden administration warning Israel that it must increase the amount of humanitarian aid it is allowing into Gaza within the next 30 days, or it could risk losing access to U.S. weapons funding. And U.S. officials say the Biden administration believes it has now won assurances from Israel that it will not strike Iranian nuclear or oil sites as it looks to strike back following Iran's missile barrage earlier this month. The Dow dropping 271 points, the Nasdaq off 167. This is SRN News. Evangelicals talk about sin.
A new poll from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research asks the question, what is sinful? Amongst evangelicals, defined as people who hold traditional Christian beliefs about God, the Bible, and salvation, 96% say adultery is a sin. 87% think racism is a sin, and 86% believe viewing pornography is also sinful. However, the poll also reveals that only 76% of evangelicals say it's a sin to swear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christopher Columbus, who is now regarded as an oppressor of a minority group, was apparently a member of one himself. New DNA research carried out by scientists in Spain indicates that the legendary explorer was Jewish. Experts at the University of Granada said they've established that the remains buried in a cathedral in Seville do belong to Columbus and that the analysis of the DNA suggests he was Jewish. This is SRN News. There's been a drastic increase in the number of migrants found dead in New Mexico.
The most recent data shows that during the first 8 months of 2024, the bodies of 108 presumed migrants were found near the border in New Mexico. In 2023, the remains of 113 presumed migrants were found. That compares to 9 bodies in 2020 and 10 bodies found in 2019. It's not clear why more migrants are being found dead in that area, but many experts say smugglers are treating migrants more harshly and are bringing them on paths that could be more dangerous in extreme heat. I'm Donna Water.
San Francisco 49ers rookie receiver Ricky Pearsall returning to the field for practice. It's for the first time since he was shot in the chest during an attempted robbery 9 days before the season opener. The 49ers opened a window for Pearsall to begin practicing with the team on Monday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.